This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Savage and Chainsaw. Those are some interesting names.
Where did they come from exactly?
Chainsaw?
Chainsaw.
I am Chainsaw. Okay. I felt like when you go to Starbucks, Wendy's, you name it, and they ask for your name, that giving my name was just entirely too boring. They always confuse it anyway. So I thought Chainsaw would get a much better response, and it does.
And it works. And so where did Savage come from?
When I was at a party.
And what happened at the party, Savage?
A little bit of drinking and rooftops, all that stuff.
Nice.
She was a savage.
So now how long have you been best friends?
A little more than five years.
Yeah. Okay. And are you dating?
Yes.
Each other?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
I love couples questions. They are my favorite. So did you meet where? At work? At a bar?
Prison.
In prison?
Don't tell my mom.
We met in school, actually.
We went to culinary school.
Oh,
culinary
school. Nice.
Yeah, up at Cincinnati State. That was 2013.
Nice. So who cooks dinner most of the time?
Him.
Me.
Are you better at it?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's been doing it a while. He cooked in the Navy.
Cool.
And elsewhere.
Very cool.
Cool. Yes. Either of you have any children?
I have children.
You have children.
From
a couple?
Previous mission.
A couple. Married. And you?
None.
There's any furry babies?
I have cats.
You have cats?
Yes.
How many cats you got?
I have two. They're beautiful, fat ginger cats.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't like cats, but I like those cats.
Yeah. So you don't live together, or you do live together?
Half and half.
You sleep over.
Mostly at his place, yeah.
You have a toothbrush there?
Oh,
I have
yeah.
a lot of stuff there. the more the better, so I don't have to transport it back and forth.
Right.
Right.
And so what do you guys, when you go out and have fun, what do you do? What do you love to do together as a couple?
We went to concerts this summer.
We like to go to the gym. We play racquetball, go out to eat, cook together, assortment of very average things, I guess. Mm-hmm.
We liven anything up, anything we do.
Very nice. I want her to answer questions about him.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So we're sending Chainsaw then into the Jeff and Jen isolation booth. So we'll see in a few minutes.
Chainsaw out.
I wonder if it's because before we went on the air, she said, I'm an open book.
Yeah.
And you thought,
For the most part, yeah.
We'll just see about that now, won't we?
I guess so. So now the Chainsaw is safely out of earshot. Jen, whenever you're ready.
All right, we hear that Chainsaw is a huge fan of Halloween.
Correct, yes.
What's the best Halloween costume he's ever worn?
That is a good question. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, all right. What is one change that he would say you could make to make you easier to date?
Probably my age. If we were on the same age, we would definitely be more serious.
Is there an age difference?
A little.
How much?
Double my age. 27.
You're 27, he's 54?
Yeah.
All right. So being closer in age.
Yeah.
All right. What's the last food delivery he had sent to his house?
That would be La Rosa's.
La Rosa's. Mm. Pizza or some sort of pasta?
It was the pizza. Always
the pizza. Rondo's. Yeah. He has three kids. Which of them frustrates him the most?
I would say his youngest. They're teenagers, so you can only imagine.
Oh, and teenage girls. We all know what that
She's right at that age.
Yeah.
And fifth and final, which of your body parts does he find the sexiest?
He likes my ass.
All right.
All right, here we go. There's your five questions. Now that Savage has answered all five, we're going to bring Chainsaw back to the studio to see... his answers stack up to Savage's. Welcome back, Chainsaw.
I did my best.
Okay.
Welcome back, Chainsaw.
First question's worth $10.
What's the best Halloween costume you've ever worn?
Oh, a zombie.
Ah.
A zombie.
Yeah.
All right. Tell him what you said, Savage.
Frankenstein.
Oh, I was Frankenstein as a kid, yes, a few times.
Favorite character.
He is my favorite character.
All right. What is one change she could make to make herself easier to date?
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Oh, be less of a germaphobe and or like watching all the dates on food. Like, is this safe to eat? That's my guess.
Germaphobe OCD.
Yeah.
That's true.
Boy, you had a fast answer for that one.
I know.
Was I correct, though?
Nope.
It was not correct. Tell him what you said, Savage.
Age difference.
Oh, if she could be a little bit older.
Yeah.
Or him younger.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that would work, too.
You think what do you think is the biggest challenge of the age difference between you two?
There's no future, which is sad to say, but we are making it work as far as being in each other's lives.
What do you mean there's no future?
We, I guess, are both in different places in our lives. Things I've already done, she wants to still do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't want to do that again.
Oh, no. I'm game for everything.
Oh, so it's all her fault. Is that what you're saying?
It is her fault, yeah.
She's the one with the issue.
but when you say this is a temporary thing, does that mean that you guys are kind of in this for now and let's see where things go? Or
we've been on and off for the 5.5 years. I'm always going for internships and we get back together again. And I can't imagine life without Chainsaw. So
he's a hard habit to break, isn't he?
Yep.
Oh, God, he's quoting Chicago song.
He's my entertainer.
Chainsaw would know what that means.
So we just go day by day.
Yeah.
We have today.
You just enjoy the ride.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. YOLO.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still a thing to say?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, do old people say that?
I don't know. Years ago. It kind of fell out.
Too funny. All right. What's the last food delivery you had sent to your house?
Have to be pizza.
Yeah, from where?
La Rosa's.
Yes.
All right.
$10?
Yeah.
Right. Nice.
$10. Next question's worth 20.
More money's coming. Which of your kids frustrates you the most?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Goodness, they're all good kids, but at any time, any one of them can make me pull my hair out. I'm going to go with the boy.
Damn it. He's not the youngest, is he?
No, he's the oldest.
She went with the youngest.
Oh,
Teenage girls.
A teenage girls. Oh, my.
13?
15. She's 15.
Oh, even worse, because she driving yet? Got her permits?
No. But I have a 17-year-old driving, but all good kids.
Yeah.
Just expensive.
Yes.
All right. Fifth and final question. I think you'll get this one. Which of her body parts do you find the sexiest?
I'm going to go with her eyes.
Oh.
Well, she kind of went
but
with
I
it.
I like the butt.
The what?
Her butt.
Her bottom?
Yeah.
That's what she said you would say.
You know, we had some of these questions. We rehearsed them, and somebody went off script.
I mean, it's one of the two, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, were you trying to be a gentleman by saying her eyes? Because that is the more romantic answer.
Yes, I was being a gentleman.
So your real answer is her bottom.
Yeah.
All right,
really
give him the money. All right.
All right, we're giving it to him. There you go. $20.
That's
so you walked out of here with $30, guys. That's not nothing.
That's not horrible.
That's Halloween money.
Yeah.
I love your nicknames. Chainsaw, Savage, thank you both for coming on the Jeff and Jen Morning Show.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
All right. If you want to come in with your best friend and try to win some money, send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
You know, I watched the maybe the last quarter and a half of the game yesterday, and Kristen was over the house, and, you know, we're kind of getting into it, too, because, I mean, that was a nail-biter at the end, and all I could think of was you talking about how you pace and how you must have been going crazy yesterday in those last few minutes of the game.
You know, I don't even know what to think about that game because they were just dominating the whole first half. Like, everyone go home, calling it, it's over. And I know this team, you know, you follow it when you're a kid all the way to adulthood and you're like, nah, it's not over just yet. And when Jameis Winston threw his last interception, his pick six, that's when I thought, okay, it's done. But you can't put that guy back in. And of course, Ryan Fitzpatrick, former Bengals backup, came in and just lights out, tearing the defense apart. Couldn't believe not only do they tie it up, but they get the 2-point conversion. But credit to Andy Dalton. Yeah, this defense is something else right now, giving up over 500 yards in back-to-back games. But Andy Dalton coming in clutch with the offense with less than a minute, drives down the field, two key catches by A.J. Green. They set it up perfect timing. They can down it once, so they have 6 seconds on the clock. So if Randy Bullock misses it, it's over. We'll go to overtime, but all the time expired. He nails it right in with the wind blowing, thinking, you know, maybe that will be a factor. But yeah,
the wind was blowing hard.
It was. And, you know, it was funny because the Twitter reaction was, yeah, just take a deep breath. They did it. But a lot of people were like, oh, it was ugly. It still counts the same. 5-3.
True.
They're going into bye week. They have some injuries they need to get back. Some of the players they need to get back following the bye week. It's not going to get easier. But to be 5-3 right now, I think you look at this team for what they were last year. They were 3-5, and they were definitely struggling early. You take 5-3, second place in the AFC North.
There are worse places to be, but it just goes to show you, watching people leave Paul Brown Stadium in the middle of the third quarter thinking we had this sewed up and that they're going to beat the traffic with this team, you just can't do that.
I have a friend. We all have a friend that lives in New Orleans, Liz, and she was like, yes, this is what you sign up for when you say you're a Bengals fan. It's stuff like this that you know you're going to get yourself into. They never win a game until the game is over.
They were showing it on TV. The stadium looked empty, which was surprising to me. A lot of people hung out till the end, obviously, because it turned out to be a nail biter after all. But leading up to that, I mean, the club section is almost empty, and the rest of the stadium just seems very thin to me. And I don't know if that's just because they're going off and getting a beer in that moment or.
No, it was actually 45,000 tickets sold. So it was less than that in the stadium at Paul Brown Stadium on Sunday afternoon. And the weather actually was okay.
It wasn't too bad.
The sun was peeking through. It was a little cold, but it's October now. But yeah, they said tickets sold was around 45,000. So and it was less than that at Paul Brown. Definitely.
Wow.
It was pretty empty right now.
You could see it on the when they scored like the first two touchdowns and they were kicking the field goals. I mean, you could see. And that's usually, in my opinion, like where people. Those are the fans that show up, are the people that are in the end zones, the north and south end zones,
right.
Like always there. And it was just kind of empty, which was sad.
It was a weird day. It definitely was a weird day to just see them dominate. So after just falling twice, Kansas City and Pittsburgh, they really needed that bounce back win. I mean, Tampa, they have some decisions to make with Jameis Winston, but credit to Ryan Fitzpatrick. He made it a game again. But Andy
How
Dalton,
old is he? Is he like 35? I heard he was like 35, 36 years old.
He's 56.
No, ooh, is he really?
And he went to Harvard, just in case you didn't hear that.
Did he really?
But yeah, he's a smart guy. But I think the best job in the NFL is backup quarterback. Because you could just bounce around to teams, and sometimes they're going to need you to go in.
And a lot of people were like, my boyfriend, for example, I was like, that guy used to be a Bengal. He's like, no, he wasn't. I would go, yes, he was. He was the backup quarterback for Carson Palmer for a while. And then he left there and he went to the Jets and he's been to all these other places.
Did we call him Fitzmagic when he played for us?
No, that's all Tampa.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
He
funny.
Was Fitzy here. But
he didn't have that beard when he was here. He was like really young and super attractive. And everybody was like, oh, he's so hot. And then he left.
And what are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying he grew this gigantic beard and now he's almost unrecognizable because he has so much facial hair
and he's just landed on teams winning starting jobs every year and making that contract. So Fitzpatrick doing his thing and I can't blame him. But guys, an FC Cincinnati, unfortunately, on Saturday afternoon, their season came to an end, and that was just a special group, and you hate to see that in the playoffs. Anything can happen. I know Alan Koch, the coach, had told me, like, it doesn't matter the seeding or anything when you're in the playoffs. So, unfortunately, right. They fell. They're going to get...
What was the locker room like? Were they all crying and sad, or were they happy that they made it this far with that many consecutive wins?
You know, I was in the dressing room at halftime, but I wasn't in postgame, and just talking to Coach, it's a weird feeling, because you had such a magical, amazing season, breaking records on records, regular season champs, and then you fall 1-0 in the second round. But there's big things coming for the club. Right. They're on to Major League Soccer now, so a lot of exciting things are going to be coming up for them, and unfortunately, it just ended too soon.
Yeah, true.
Got to be bittersweet, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what are your sports plans this weekend? What are you following? What are you doing?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I was talking to my mom. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. There's a bye week. I don't know.
Take a vacation.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah, go out of town.
Maybe watching some of the other NFL games off. Soon.
Right. All right. Well, that's sports. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.